Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Colin Cowherd, another example of the national love the Patriots are getting. I think he's still a conservative, believe it or not. He's like, I think they're going to triple their win total. 12 now, honestly, might be low, Keith.
Yeah, it might be.
When we look at what's left on the schedule.
That's three more losses.
Yeah. So that's Baltimore, Buffalo, and who?
Right. Because, like, you'd be like, oh, any given Sunday or any given Thursday. The Jets are so bad. The Bengals don't have Burrow. The Giants don't have their coach, maybe their quarterback, their running back, and their wideout. The Dolphins.
And by the way, the Giants are a two-win team. I'm shocked they only have two wins, but they're bad anyway. And with all those guys, they're bad.
If the game was in Miami, I'd be like, you know what, maybe them. But they already beat Miami in Miami. Because the Dolphins did just beat the Bills somehow, some way. So you're like, all right, maybe that team, they got some speed guys. Maybe they pull a rabbit out of their hat, and maybe that's the one. But I don't know. The game here... And by the time they play him, it might even be the difference between getting a first-round bye or not, whereas the Dolphins are literally going to be done. I don't know. I have a hard time finding three losses.
What do you think is more likely? This is a go on the list with your would you rather,
yeah,
Keith.
Which is going to be tough to top.
Your would you rather was brilliant earlier today. Would you rather be the one seed or would you rather have the Chiefs out of the playoffs?
Curran chose one seed, which I get because – I think the group is so like close. There's so many teams that just to have one less playoff game is a huge advantage. But for me, say goodbye to the Chiefs.
I also would bump the Chiefs out. Yeah. But his answer makes sense.
I get it.
I mean, go back to 96 when the Patriots made the Super Bowl, right? Or now am I getting my years confused? What was the year with Parcells and Bledsoe?
Yeah, 96.
You had the Jags knock out the Broncos for you. Like sometimes other teams will do your dirty work. Just because the Chiefs are in the playoffs doesn't mean you'll face them.
It's like the Chargers used to always beat Peyton Manning.
Right.
Yeah.
But I would rather the Chiefs are just out of it. So let's add this one to the list. What do you think is more likely, different than a would you rather? You think it's more likely they split with Buffalo and Baltimore or they get tripped up against one of those other teams?
Oh, split with Buffalo and Baltimore.
Me too.
Yeah, I don't look at those as like losses. First of all, they already beat Buffalo.
Split and with then, Baltimore or Buffalo, you're looking and pick your game. They're getting the Bills in a good spot, just like I think Tampa was getting the Pats in a good spot. Patriots won that game, but Tampa was sitting there waiting at home off the bye. That's where you get the Bills next.
Yeah, which also means they're more likely in this scenario to win 14 than to win 12.
That's what I believe.
That's what you're saying, yeah.
So when Cowherd says, yeah, they're going to triple their win total, he's conservative.
Trip 3.5 times.
I think they're looking at 13, maybe 14, which sounds crazy. But again, look at the remaining schedule.
It does.
By the way, I mentioned I'd get to Florio's power rankings. So ESPN has the Patriots fourth, second in the AFC. Florio has them seventh.
Seven.
Third in the AFC.
Where was Joe on that one?
Seven.
Thank you, Joe.
There he is.
However, here's his write-up. He asked the question, could the Patriots be on the front end of a new dynasty?
Sure.
So even though he has them, even though he has them knocked down to seven,
yes.
I mean, he's talking about dynasty. We're just talking about maybe winning a Super Bowl this year. He's talking dynasty.
That's too far. I'm looking at it as, yeah, you have what seems to be a great head coach quarterback duo. Your quarterback is really young. You have all of a sudden a handful of really young players that are really good. This isn't like you're completely reliant on older guys. And not to bring back the Washington comparison. We talked about that last week, right? Because people are like, oh, look what they did. Now it's a mistake. It wasn't.
Yeah, you don't want to be the Commanders. They're idiots. You're smart. That's the whole thing.
Here's the thing about the Commanders. Last year, I give them a lot of credit for doing what they did. They surrounded Jaden Daniels with a lot of good pieces, both on the field and coaching staff, right? Dan Quinn, I don't think people give him enough credit. He's a solid coach. Cliff Kingsbury is a great offensive coordinator. And then they went out and got a bunch of veteran guys. But that also kind of shortens your window. Like, if you get Bobby Wagner, Zach Ertz, and Austin Eckler, you're not setting up for 4 years from now. Like, you're trying to maximize and kind of hot start that. The Patriots got a guy like Steph Diggs. I don't think Steph Diggs is going to be here in 4 years. But, like, I don't know, Milton Williams might be. Plus, you're combining him with Christian Gonzalez already. You just drafted Will Campbell. Like, you, Travion Henderson. We'll see with some, like, Kayshon Booty. Like, you do have, like, a little bit of a, you have a young core, which the Patriots haven't had in forever.
Right.
Even their last couple of years where they were really good, they didn't have that. So, like, to his question about, like, the dynasty, I mean, maybe. Like, I think that's really risky to start talking about that just now. But I guess it's more set up for that. I still look at the AFC as you have all these quarterbacks.
I mean,
look, that
when you have a quarterback who might be the MVP in his second year, you're, I mean, maybe it's not as crazy to talk dynasty, but I'm not there yet either. I'm just mentioning that's what Florio did.
Yeah, like, get to the playoffs this year, which they will. For the last 3-4 weeks, the Jones and Keefe playoff predictor had them in 100%. So that's good. Check that box.
Although we did have a texter say, stop talking about Super Bowls until they make the playoffs. Like, but they're making the playoffs. They haven't clinched yet. But
oh, if they don't, we got a real story on our hands.
They're 8-2 with a bunch of nobodies left on the schedule. They're a playoff team.
Yeah, I would agree. So they're a playoff team. And then it's like, are you happy to be their playoff team, like the 2021 Patriots? I don't think so. I think they're a contender playoff team. And then we go from there. Now, like, years and years to come, I don't know. But to your point, the second-year MVPs. So Patrick Mahomes was a second-year MVP. That's like a legit dynasty. Lamar Jackson, second-year MVP. Not a dynasty by any means, but a perennial in-the-mix playoff team. Right? Josh Allen was a year three MVP candidate. Didn't even win, but he came in second his third year. And they're, like Lamar Jackson, sort of perennially in it. Joe Burrow made the Super Bowl in his second full season, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's the kind of group that you're in, because at one point it looked like those four quarterbacks were so far out in front of everybody else. You're like, oh my God, you're competing for fifth place. But a lot has changed in these 10 games. Now, some of it is injury to Burrow and Lamar, but even the overall seasons that the Chiefs and the Bills are having, you're like, wait a minute. Drake May legitimately is on that playing field for this year. Now, those guys have a longer track record of doing it. But if you're talking about what we've seen for 10 weeks, you can put his games up against anybody.
So it's true. And we were having a discussion earlier today about the MVP. And, oh, I don't care. If my team doesn't win the Super Bowl, I don't care about the MVP. Like, no, I get it. I would rather win a championship than have somebody win the MVP. But I also think having the MVP raises your ceiling and gives you a real chance to win. And we got a text back on that that said, isn't there a correlation between winning the MVP and not winning the Super Bowl?
There was a long streak of that.
So that was true for a while, but I would also tell you that having the MVP pretty much tells you you're going to be at least in the conference championship game.
Yeah.
Like, last year, Josh Allen was the MVP. They were in the AFC title game. 2023, Lamar was the MVP. They were in the AFC title game. 2022, Mahomes was the MVP and won it.
Yeah, because I remember leading into that, there was this long list, which I know you're going to get to, and it was guys falling short, guys lose, and you're like, oh, you almost don't even want to do it. And it was like sort of like a half joke, because obviously you still do want the MVP. And so he sort of broke that streak. So he kind of proved that you can have both. Because you're going to get to the list or no? Because I was going to say there's guys like...
Well, so hang on. So Rodgers was the MVP in 21 and 20. The Packers made a conference championship game in 2020. So one of those 2 years,
yeah,
they were in the conference championship
probably the
game.
Divisional round in the other, if I
remember
correctly.
Lamar got knocked out in the divisional round in 2019. So that one's definitely a disappointment.
Yeah.
Mahomes in 2018 went to the AFC title game.
Uh-huh.
Brady in 2017 lost the Super Bowl. Ryan in 2016 lost the Super Bowl. Cam Newton in 2015 lost the Super Bowl. So I don't know, the last decade plus.
One of the Mannings too, like maybe 13.
Oh yeah, Manning was in 13. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. He lost to the Seahawks.
But like they're in the Super Bowl.
So those teams are in the Super Bowl or at worst a conference championship game. I don't know. I'd be rooting for the MVP just for that. It doesn't mean you're winning the Super Bowl.
It's a funny.
But it means you're kicking at the can and maybe, like Mahomes a couple of years ago in 22, you do both.
It is a good like test kind of subject there, because you go through the names and some of them are like perennial MVPs or MVP candidates and their teams do whatever. But even the one-off years, like Cam Newton and Matt Ryan are very much, hey, good careers, like good for those guys, but not on the level of those other ones. But the years that they did pop off, they made the Super Bowl. So even if you don't want to go on to the dynasty discussion, which I don't want to do either, even if this is the best year of Drake May's life, which I also don't think it's going to be.
No,
but even if it is, that can lead to a Super Bowl appearance, right? So even if it comes kind of out of nowhere, okay, it just things line up right that year,
right.
And then you go all the way to the Super Bowl.
We would have been happy with a playoff appearance.
Yeah, going in, that was a success.
In the offseason, you had him for 10, I had him for 9. We both had him in the playoffs, and we were on the higher end. I mean, I don't know how many people pick more wins than you, Keith. You pick 10.
Yeah.
There are very few people who pick more than that. So I think we were pretty positive on the Patriots and pretty bullish. We had them in the playoffs. I didn't expect them to win a playoff game. Now, like, they might have the MVP.
And a first-round bye. What?
And the recent track record on the MVP is they're typically, save for a couple of cases in the last decade, at least in the conference championship game, maybe in the Super Bowl, and in the case of Mahomes in 22, winning the Super Bowl? Like, I don't know. That feels like a pretty wild place to be. I'm not going to be disappointed in that.
So the last time the Patriots made the playoffs, obviously, was with Mac Jones in 2021. And they were, at one point, what was their record? 9-4. Mm-hmm. So they were 9-4, and that was when we started to get a little bit silly. Some of the talk was like, could it be Brady versus the Patriots in the Super Bowl? But I don't know how wide open it was in 2021. And, like, they had just beaten the Bills in the win game, right? So they beat the Bills in the win game.
Which, that was a real win, but how they did it was so suspect.
Oh, no, I give them credit. And, like, that's one where, like, add that to the list of Belichick things. Like, good for Bill for finding a way to scheme that one up and win that game. But it was kind of like, all right, when you play this team again, it's not going to be the same situation. So that win itself was kind of like a... All right, how sustainable is that? If you play them again in the playoffs, is that the same thing? So they're 9-4. I don't want to call it like a fake 9-4, but it had more holes in it than the Patriots now at 8-2. And then if you look at how they went into the playoffs, they lost 3 out of 4. Right? They lost to the Bills. They lost to the Colts. They lost the last week of the season at Miami. Their only win was the blowout win over Jacksonville.
The win game was the beginning of the end for Mac Jones.
That's
it wasn't Patricia and Judge.
Yeah.
That was the beginning of the end. But
so I bring that up to be like, and I don't think anybody's making this comparison, but just 9-4 that year versus 8-2 this year do feel completely different.
They do.
And they were 9-4, but you're like, oh, they do have a couple of tough games coming up. Whereas they have two, but they have a bunch of easy games too.
Right. And I think that aligns with this text. Funny how you guys were both so high on the Patriots while not loving Vrabel and hating McDaniels. Well, true. I didn't love the Vrabel hire. I was wrong.
Yeah.
I hated the McDaniels hire. I guess I was wrong about that one, too, although that one's a little more gray. But I was wrong about that one.
So they were not my first choice, and I've said I've never run from that. They weren't my first choice. I wanted Ben Johnson because he could kind of do both roles. But Mike Vrabel, I think we all accepted as a solid coach. I didn't think his ceiling was as high as some of the offensive whiz kids, but I feel like his floor was way higher, and he got the franchise back to a level playing field. I thought McDaniels was curious just because you could see in real time it couldn't have been Vrabel's main choice. But
and Vrabel reminds you of that constantly now, but, even with the team rolling.
But I didn't completely hate the McDaniels one as much. I'm not a huge fan of his. I think he's an awful head coach, which has been clear. But as an offensive coordinator, going back to 2021, he made Mac Jones at that time look somewhat okay.
But I think And those guys have been better than we thought. And yeah. We were wrong, I guess.
A lot of it had to do with the schedule, honestly.
Thank you. Okay. But that's how we got there.
Yeah.
We're like, yeah, I don't love the Vrabel hire, and I don't like the McDaniels hire, but I like Drake May, and I like the schedule. And I think that's how we got there.
Yeah, the schedule. And I like Steph Diggs, Milton Williams. I like some of the moves that they made. They even like Harold Landry. Like, we were like Robert Spillane. I thought that was a good signing. So, like, they had a pretty good free agent class. We had high hopes for Drake May. And you're right. Maybe in spite of what we thought maybe the new coaches would be.
I mean, the coaching staff has been way better than I
thought.
But
it was,
no argument.
It was looking at all the teams at the top of the draft last year and being like, oh, they're all on the schedule? You play the Browns, the Giants, the Titans, the Jets twice. Like, you play all these teams, the Saints. Like, yeah, you're going to win a lot of games.
And a bunch of them are still left.
Yeah.
Jets twice, starting on Thursday.
Amazing.
Giants are left. Never mind a team like the Bengals without Joe Burrow. 617-779-7937. Let's go to George in Warwick. Go ahead, George.
Hey, guys. Season ticket holder since 83, and what a difference a year makes between Buffalo visits, right? Last year, they laid down because they could, and we know what happened at the, as a result of that. And now this year, they're favored to win the next three games. So when Buffalo arrives after their bye, we literally can lock up the division against Buffalo.
Yeah,
this year.
I think, George, I was just reading our guy Chad
Kraft
yep. over at The Athletic. Patriots have nearly a 90% chance of winning the AFC East. They're at 86% to win the division.
Woo!
On The Athletic's NFL playoff predictor. Where are they at to win the division on the Jones and Keefe playoff predictor?
Oh, 93.7.
Okay, I like it. Good. Yeah. Good, good, good.
I would agree.
That's what the numbers spit out?
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect. Let's
That's
go.
What it says here.
Let's go to Mike in Salem. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great.
I want to bring up a comparison no one's talking about. If you look at Vrabel, you look at Drake May, it's a second year. We had another quarterback in history do the same thing his second year, make it to the Super Bowl that year, lose, and never see a Super Bowl again.
Uh-huh.
That was Dan Marino.
Okay.
All right.
If he's Dan Marino, how
what about Joe Burrow?
That? Yeah, good one. Burrow was an MVP, though.
Was Marino?
I thought
he was.
I'd have to fact check
him. He was. He means MVP and losing the Super Bowl.
Yep.
If Drake May is Dan Marino, I would take it for Drake May's career. I'd be upset that they didn't do enough around him to make the defense better.
I'd be upset they didn't win a Super Bowl, but I would.
If he's a top 10 quarterback of all time.
I would take Marino's career out of Drake May.
The best quarterback not to win a Super Bowl? Now, again, Drake would be mad about it, but.
We'd nitpick it, though. If that's the guy who follows Brady, the best quarterback to not win a Super Bowl, we'd nitpick it. But I would sign up for that right now today. Dan Marino's career, I would.
Yeah, yeah. No, he was good for a while.
But maybe not everybody would. There is a pretty lengthy track record of quarterbacks winning the MVP in their second year. You know, Mahomes has done that. Lamar did that. And I'd say that's good company as well. A little more recent than the recent vintage than the Dan Marino one.
I picked Baker Mayfield to do it after his rookie year. Just missed.
I might have, too.
I did, yeah, yeah.
I might have.
Just missed.
Yeah,
I'm sure people picked Daniels to win. They got the wrong guy.
You do it with Jordan Love? Oh, he wasn't year two.
I wasn't his second year.
Year two in the league.
No,
year two as a starter.
Year eight for
him. No, it's a good point. That was year two as a starter.
Yeah,
sorry.
I did pick Jordan Love, which I'll never do again.
617-779-7937. That's how you dial up WEEI Afternoons today. You got Hart. You got Ted. Yeah, got ball, I believe. That's coming your way today. On a Tuesday, they got the Stinkin' Truth with Mark Schlereth and Brian Hoyer.
All right.
Coming your way today. So stay tuned for it. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Some grab bag once told me Jones is kind of lonely. He's got the softest hands on the show. And Keith was looking kind of dumb with his finger and his thumb in the shape of a grab bag on his forehead.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keith WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Let's start, Jones, with the Boston Celtics. They are in action tonight on the road against the Philadelphia 76ers at 8 o'clock, a game that you can watch on NBC and Peacock. Celtics coming in this one 5-6. The Sixers are 6-4. Tyrese Maxey having a monster season, having like an all-NBA
yeah, it started
type of season.
Opening night against the Celtics, and
it
he
sure
hasn't
did.
Stopped. Yeah,
yeah, he's going crazy. But really, I think the main talking point in this game should be under the uniform fashion police.
Did you ever think that maybe there's more to life than being really, really, really ridiculously good-looking?
It's Jones and Keith, fashion police.
So the Boston Celtics, they tweeted this out. The City Edition, the new ones, debut tonight. Brian, if you want to fire those up on Twitch and YouTube for the people watching there. Jaylen Brown is modeling it on the image that the Celtics posted. It's a all-white uniform with gold outline, gold Boston, and a gold number sort of outlined in black. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, not that you can see them on Twitch. Brian. Twitch, but I do like these. I'm trying to remember when we've graded them in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I graded them pretty highly. I don't want to be too inconsistent with my number, but like, I don't know, 84? I like these.
Mm.
I like them a lot. Now, you don't like them because there's no green, if I remember correctly?
There's zero green. There's zero green.
I don't care.
All white with the gold outline.
They pop.
33.
33?
33. I don't care for them. I don't like it. I wouldn't buy that.
There they are.
I don't want to wear that.
Look at that.
Where is he? He's in like a sitting lounge with like a little book. Look at the little bookcase on the side there.
Yeah, like
and
a,
then like a plant.
Like a reading nook.
He's getting ready for Between Two Ferns with Zach Galifianakis.
Wow, so that I feel like we're usually at least in the same vicinity.
No, not in the same ballpark on this one. I don't care for it. Now, it is better than their, when they tried doing like the gray, golden green. Remember those ones?
It's way better than that.
Yeah, it's better than that.
Way better than that.
Yeah, see, I think one of the reasons why they don't have a lot of good alternatives or anything is because their regular jersey is really good.
They are good.
The white and green is really good.
But I don't care that they don't involve
shamrock.
Their regular numbers. Like, and I would use the Red Sox City Connects or whatever those are as an example. Like, I don't care they don't use the regular colors. I kind of like that they lean way out of it.
All right.
Okay.
Well, because we're in the middle of a Fashion Police segment, Jones, what if I told you this? The Red Sox single A affiliate, the Salem team, the Salem Red Sox, as it were, are changing their name.
Oh, good.
To the Salem Ridge Yaks.
Ridge Yaks.
Ridge Yaks. Now, their logo, this isn't really uniform police, it's more logo police.
They changed their team name and their logo. Yeah, we don't have the uniforms yet, but look at that fella.
It's a yak on a kayak. This might be the greatest thing I've ever seen. The only thing
it's that not hitting a baseball or throwing a baseball.
He does have a baseball in one of his antlers. If you see an antler, you look at that. Yeah, there's a baseball in the antler. I would like him to play the sport a little bit more. He is going, he's on a nice kayak. He should be wearing a hat at the very least.
If the sport were kayaking,
yes,
it would be very on the nose, but that's not what this is.
But it's a yak in a kayak. He has a life jacket on, which I think is an amazing detail, but he needs a baseball hat on. That would help.
I know it's not beneath you to beg for uniforms and things like this.
If the Salem Ridge Yaks are listening, I will take any and all stuff.
Could we get some Ridge Yak gear?
It's a good, it's nice.
I would wear the hat, the jersey, a sweatshirt, like a hoodie. I'd wear it all. Ridge Yaks. Yeah,
it's really cool.
If you're out there, it's not beneath us to beg. We ain't too proud to beg. No. We'll take some Ridge Yaks gear. Thank you very much.
Salem Ridge Yaks. Yeah. So look for them at a ballpark near you this spring.
Give me one reason to grab it, and I'll turn right back around.
Yep.
Give me one reason to grab back. Oh, and I'll turn right back around. Jones and Keith will leave you lonely, and they'll never change your mind.
Wow, the Boston Bruins are in action as well tonight, Jones. 7 o'clock at the TD Garden, taking on the Toronto Maple Leafs. This game can be seen on TNT, HBO Max, and True TV. A little something for everybody. For the red-hot Boston Bruins, this team can't lose. They are a wagon. They're 10-7 on the year, but they are on a 6-game heater. And taking on a Toronto Maple Leafs team that is struggling, you got to kind of scroll down the standings to find the Maple Leafs. They're only ahead of the Sabres in the Atlantic Division. They've lost their last 2 games. So you got Bees and Leafs tonight from the Garden at 7.
Now, forgive me. Oh, yeah. It is a Swayman game. So Keith is really, goalie Keith is what he is. Move over, goalie
Bob. Goalie Whisperer.
Because Keith is really, he's gotten this right pretty much the whole win streak. They went Corpy, Swayman, Corpy, Swayman, back to Swayman.
Yep.
And Keith has pretty much hit the nail right on the head. So back to Swayman against the Leafs tonight. I think this is where it comes to an end.
The streak?
Yeah.
No way.
Yes.
They may never lose again.
I think it's where it ends.
Maybe.
Grab bag. Aha! Fighter of the bag grab. Aha! Champion of fun. Aha! Jones and Keefe at 1:30 every day for everyone. Next up when the Red Sox preempt them. Grab bag.
All right, we have the American League and the National League Rookies of the Year were announced.
Yeah.
Nick Kurtz of the, Sacramento Athletics, who was nasty. He had a really good year.
Yeah.
He's on a trash team.
Yeah.
But he was the AL MVP. His teammate, Jacob Wilson, who was probably the favorite in the first half, and then Kurtz was a house of fire in the second half, he was second. Roman Anthony finished third place in the AL Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, and he was part of, I think, 5 different players got second place votes in the AL field. So the Red Sox are very happy that he didn't at least finish runner-up, never mind win the thing. Although I guess they already gave him his contract extension, so that's irrelevant. But they were rooting against that. That's why they took so long to call him up. But that's probably
right. Escalators in there if he did?
Yeah.
If he finished second?
Two?
Maybe.
Top two,
so maybe, I think. Maybe they are still making out. Good point, Nick. Yeah.
Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces passing, I'm grab bag. I'm staring blankly ahead, just making my way to grab that bag. And I need grab, and I miss bag, and now I wonder if I could fall into grab bag. Do you think time would pass me by? 'Cause you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I could just grab bag.
Drake Ball to a National League Rookie of the Year.
All the gin joints in all the towns in all the world. She walks into mine.
Grab bag!
Jones, we are 10 weeks into the regular fantasy, or the regular season, as well as the fantasy season. It's things are falling apart for me in the Jones and Key Fantasy Football
Same.
League.
Ditto.
Down to 5-5 and legit shooketh after a hot start.
We both run into Shimes' team recently.
Oh, Shimes' team's a wagon.
It's a buzzsaw is what it is.
Not
yeah.
good. Jonathan Taylor, just Jonathan Taylor in general, let alone
what you
Jackson Smith and Jigba.
50 on you?
Yeah. One man.
Sounds about right.
Just one man.
Yeah, my team barely outscores that.
But can you help the people out? Do we have a fantasy pickup heading into week 11?
Yeah, so I think it's pretty slim pickings, and I think this guy would be owned in a lot of competitive leagues like our own, but I was surprised to see he's only 32% owned in ESPN leagues anyway. I'd go get Alec Pierce. Like, the Colts throw a lot. I don't believe in Daniel Jones, but that's not the question when it comes to fantasy football. They're throwing a lot. He comes down with a big, long catch every single week, another touchdown this week. So to me, Alec Pierce, and it's not great options out there on the waiver wire, but if he's out there, I would go get him. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids every week. The easiest way to get rid of your old car, you can donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now, carsforkids.com. That is cars with a K.
Once there was this grab bag.
We mentioned it briefly earlier, but it has gone through because it was a weird announcement. It was like, coming up in an hour, Nico Harrison's going to get fired.
Right.
It wasn't even like he is fired. It's like, guys, he has a meeting plan, but we're just going to tell the world what's going on. But after making what was one of the worst trades in sports history last year, Luka Doncic from Dallas to the Lakers. And last night, Cooper Flagg actually had a really good game for Dallas. And the fans were chanting, fire Nico, the entire time. Well, they listened. And Nico Harrison has been fired by the Dallas Mavericks as their GM.
Okay, so they got what they wanted, what a lot of people thought was going to happen, even though he's probably just complicit with ownership, but now he's out. Okay. Oh, I
knew you were grab bag.
When you walked in, so shame on me now, flew me to places I've never been. Now I'm lying on the cold, hard ground.
Oh, oh. Grab bag, grab bag, grab bag.
What a night last night at the TD Garden. John Cena, his final appearance in Boston. So it was Monday Night Raw. Not his final appearance ever. He already announced at the beginning of this year this is going to be his last year wrestling. So he got in the ring, had a massive, people were very into it, had a match. Dominic Mysterio, Dirty Dom, they call him, Jones.
Yeah,
Dirty
Dom. Billy said this is going to be the big reveal yesterday. He knew it was coming.
Yeah, he was right.
Yeah, nailed it.
Nothing's a secret anymore.
Well, it's true.
So Dirty Dom interrupt John Cena while he was speaking to his home crowd.
Oh, boy.
Joe Tessitore, who does the play-by-play for Raw, couldn't believe it. He was like, you don't do this. You don't do this.
Does he do a pretty good job on the wrestling?
I haven't watched a lot of it, to be honest.
He's not. He wasn't good on football, Alex Cora. That wasn't his strength, but maybe the wrestling and the combat sports is more his speed. I don't know.
I guess not.
Yeah, okay.
I guess not, according to Cora there. He doesn't sound to be a big fan of him.
Well, Cora's not a fan.
But he was able to, he had a title match. He wrestled Dirty Dom for the Intercontinental title, which he won.
Wow.
So John Cena is now your Intercontinental Champion.
Good for
him. Yeah. So it was a good night had by all.
In Boston, no less.
People were excited about it, yeah.
Grab bag.
All right, we have to have a real conversation here for a second, and maybe we can continue it tomorrow when Pure Hoops is in at high noon. The Bozo Parlay, we have not hit so far this season.
No.
Last night, it came down to it, and so we had hit four picks on Sunday. Boom, 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 boom. Four picks.
We
as a group. You, me,
Billy,
Nick.
Everybody I can see right now all hit our picks.
And then Terp, who has struggled to the point where he's only hit one, he's had one successful week individually. He had Saquon Barkley. So it was all riding on a Saquon Barkley touchdown. He didn't score a touchdown last night. Does Terp lose his pick? Because this is the first time I think we've had four hits in 1 minute. Like a true bozo.
Even last year we didn't get to that point. We
won once, and then it was a lot of like twos and threes, right?
A lot of
that. So what do we do? What do we do here? Do we have to have a discussion? Or do we just ride this out all year?
We should have a discussion.
Yeah, well, this is just us talking.
Yeah. No, we should have a discussion. But look, hear me out. Terps 1-9 on the year. with his Bozo picks.
That's right.
And he typically dabbles, not this week. Saquon was just barely plus money, but he was plus money.
Is this maybe a must-win week for Terp?
I just think
and then Shime does it or something.
He can't possibly be this bad, right? Like
well,
some
has been.
Some wins are in his future. They have to be.
Oh, you think we're about, if we're, we might miss out on like a big win streak
maybe.
Coming?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I say we let him, at least let him keep making the pick in the interim.
I don't know.
But not forever.
Right. Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Thanks to the text line, John Cena now a Grand Slam champion, Jones. He had not won the Intercontinental title before, so now he's won them all.
That's like you know, your Wimbledon, your French, the whole thing. Good for him.
Also, again, classic text line. You got some saying that Tessitore is the best. Some are saying he's the worst. So that's also a classic wrestling fan.
Yeah, one loves it. One stopped watching because of him.
Well, let me tell you. Well, one kept watching. Let me tell you, they are pretty united on the Shime grab bag. There's not a lot of
loving it.
There's not,
or no,
not a lot of mixed feedback on the Shime grab.
All right,
bag.
Well, yeah. Feedback's feedback.
You gotta fight for your right to grab bag.
All right, let's find out who the best NBA performer was last night. Jones, was it Grayson Allen? 42 points.
Maybe.
Not 42 points. Was it Victor Wembanyama?
No.
38 points, 12 rebounds, 5 assists, 5 blocks.
Mm-mm.
Was it Cade Cunningham?
Yes.
46 points, 12 rebounds, 11 assists, and I believe 31 missed shots.
Oh, is that true?
Take a look at what he was up to.
I will.
James Harden, 35 points, 10 boards, 11 assists for old man Harden. And credit to this guy. You see all the Cade Cunningham missed shots? How many missed
14
shots?
14 for 45.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't realize
that. Missed 31
that.
Shots. You know, it's the most missed shots.
The least efficient 40-point game of all time.
Yeah, but.
It's the most missed shots since the 70s when Rick Barry missed that many shots.
He's also only the second player in NBA history to have 40, 10, 10, and 5. The only other player who did it was Michael Jordan. That's the headline I saw. I didn't realize he missed so many shots.
Yeah, but Jordan didn't take 45 shots to
well,
do it.
Probably not. I'll have to fact
check
that.
It was like Kobe's last game, rest in peace. Like Kobe goes for 70, didn't miss 55 shots.
Yeah.
You're like, all right.
All right. Well, I thought it was Cade Cunningham.
Or, no, I got one more. And I made fun of this guy earlier in the year, so maybe I owe him an apology. He's not the corpse of it is the real life CJ McCollum, who dropped 46 and had 6 boards for Washington last night. So those 5, are you still going with Cade Cunningham?
I mean, they won and they beat CJ McCollum, so I will go with him. Yes.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
random
Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
baseball player of the day.
All right, fellas, we have ourselves a right-handed pitcher who would also bat from the right side, although very infrequently. He played 15 years in the majors.
That's not a hint.
He was he had only a few starts, primarily a reliever.
Okay.
He'd work out of the pen, is what I'm trying to say.
Sure.
He pitched for Pittsburgh, Detroit, Colorado, Toronto, Atlanta, Texas, Florida, the Angels, and the White Sox. Journeyman.
Yeah.
Some would call him a journeyman.
The White Sox, you said? Not the Red Sox. The White Sox.
No, never made his way through here.
Sure.
Other than as an opponent.
Right.
He would pitch against the Sox, but not for the Sox. Could be considered a Hoss of the Week.
Oh.
A big dude. Big fella.
Well, it can't be Rod Beck. That's what I was thinking, but it can't be Rod Beck.
And he was a one-time All-Star.
Where?
With the Pittsburgh Pirates in 2013, where he had 33 saves out of the pen. He had 24 saves in 2015. Those were sort of high water marks, but a one-time All-Star, couple-time closer, really more of a setup guy.
Oh.
4.22 career ERA, and Twitch has it.
15 years, when did he start? When did he end?
Okay.
I thought he said...
Cup of coffee, 2000, last pitch, 2017.
Setup guy with the Pirates.
Well, no, closure with the Pirates.
I'm sorry.
We made an All-Star team, but setup guy everywhere
else.
Setup
guy traditionally.
Twitch has it and text has it. He has an awesome nickname, but it also
would give
like
it away.
Too much like his name, yeah.
All right, I'm looking. Text line you said has it?
Yep.
Jason Grilly?
He got it!
The Red Sox win!
They called him Grilled Cheese.
Why they call him Grilly Cheese?
6'5".
You could have said a nickname. I don't think we would have gotten it.
Yeah, honestly,
no,
if you were
true.
Like his nickname is Grilled Cheese, I would not have gotten that.
6'5", 235.
Awesome.
Jogging in out of the pen. That's good stuff right
there. How many
there.
Soda cans?
Probably just,
seven.
Just the one. Just the one.
All right, is he our... Well,
Jay-Z, well, nominee. Haas
let's,
nominee.
Let's enter him in as a nominee for Haas of the Week. I don't know that we've had any other nominees yet.
Matt no.
Khalil, Matt Khalil just went right in.
Hall of Fame.
Yeah, first ballot.
Yeah, no, he could be for the...
Jesus. Into the Hall of Fame.
That's kind of the problem.
That's why he got divorced,
that's what led that, to that mess.
That's what led to that very sad breakup. okay, well, that's our nominee.
For England, James? No.
Grab bag.
That's our Haas of the Week nominee, as well as the random ball player each and every day in the grab bag, except for Thursdays.
Right. Oh, yeah, Thursdays. I
Keith
forgot.
Keith sort of made an executive decision on that last week.
Well,
yeah, executive order.
So Pat and a Jet on Thursday?
Pat or a Jet? Yeah. Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah.
Not Curtis Martin?
Ray Lucas.
Damn it. Damn it. Nicely done.
All right, we got it.
Nicely done.
Okay, well, stay tuned for Thursday for
he
that
got
one.
It!
Yeah, meanwhile, that is the random ball player each and every day in the grab bag. Stay tuned for WEEI.
It was Tom Tupa.
You got heart. You got Ted. You got ball. Coming your way at 2 o'clock. They'll talk to Mark Schlereth and Brian Hoyer. And we got the clip du jour.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Next.
All right, back here at Jones and Keith. WEEI Jones. It's time for the clip du jour. You ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. The clip of the day. And today, we had to talk about the Bozo Parlay, which had such high hopes after going 4-for-4 on Sunday. And it all came down to a Saquon Barkley touchdown or lack of touchdown on Monday. But Saquon seems like a step slower than he did a year ago. They just don't have the same feel. As they did.
Still can't believe Terp took him.
Terp's taken Saquon a couple of times this year.
Yeah, I even talked it up on Friday, too. I was like, wow, he's plus money.
So I updated the Bozo individual rankings,
oh,
or records, if you will. You and I both are 6-4.
So we're typically taking plus money. We're not taking minus money.
Everybody but Terp takes plus money.
So
which is going to be funny when you hear the rest of these.
What else?
Nick is 5-5. Billy's 3-7.
Okay.
But I think he's got back-to-back hits.
Can't win them all, but he's heating up.
No. Terp, 1-9. To the point where our guy Dice, who frequents the text and the Twitter,
uh-huh,
he had a pretty good proposal. He takes Terp's spot.
It's not bad.
And I don't hate it.
Terp's not here today.
No, what happened to him?
No, I don't. It's stolen.
No, he's here.
Stolen valor, I
oh,
think.
He is here?
Oh, is he here? He's here later on today?
Yep.
Okay.
Hmm.
He's here.
He's in tomorrow for Pure Hoops, so we'll have to have a discussion. We'll have to dedicate some of the Pure Hoops time,
mm-hmm,
to talk about his standing in the Bozo Parlay, the weekly Bozo Parlay.
Yeah, we got to have an intervention, like a.
He gone.
So I think maybe just a he gone. Maybe it just comes out of he gone.
Yeah.
I don't think it's like a must win this week or like a 1 week suspension, or is it just like you're done for the season? Let's trot it back next year, God willing. What do you think?
Yeah, first of all, it's very presumptuous.
Those are kind of the options.
Second, maybe, yeah, you got to win. It's a must win.
Must win?
Must win for Turp.
Okay.
I think that's a good way to do it.
Because he does make the graphic, so if we knock him out of the league, then
without
we might not
that,
even have a tweet about it.
We may not even really have a Bozo touchdown parlay.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's probably fair.
All right, must win this week.
That's a must win.
Okay.
He's on notice.
That sounds good. Crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. At the Nines, the $14.99 big deal meals start the week off right. Every Monday through Wednesday, you can try the new grilled teriyaki chicken. You gotta love the Nines. What's up, Andy Hart?
Can I answer a question that I was not asked?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Number one seed.
You'd rather the number
absolutely
one seed than the Chiefs out of the playoffs? What a great would you rather.
It is
the
a good
eve
one,
of would you rather Wednesday.
So I agree with Curran.
Yeah, because it's a victory. It's essentially
it's
a victory in the
round.
First round of the
You're
playoffs.
In the divisional round.
You've advanced. And yes, there are those scenarios. Also, I don't rule out beating the Chiefs. Chiefs aren't that good. You're not that bad.
I guess I don't rule
the
it.
Playoff Chiefs?
I don't rule it out, but I certainly wouldn't pick it.
Well, let me say this. Okay. I think there might be as good a chance you lose the first game as the non-seed is a similar chance as you knock off the Chiefs if you're the one seed and face
that
them later. Like
yeah,
they're both
pretty open.
I don't think anything's a layup for this team,
no,
and I don't think anything is impossible. They're in that middle ground somewhere. So
like everybody else,
advance me to the next round.
I get it. No,
that would be my logic.
I get the answer.
And home field advantage and the whole thing. I mean, look, I get it. It's why it's such a good brain buster that Keith came up with over
people
there.
People are still talking about it.
Are you asking that one to Schlereth and Hoyer today?
You want me to ask Schlereth and Hoyer? I'd
no,
be happy
you don't
to.
Have to. You don't
one of them, if you could pick just one. I don't want to use it twice. So you pick just one.
It's that good. You maybe
don't
use it twice.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Okay, all right.
Let's not get. Maybe I'll ask Schlereth.
I want to see how Hoyer is going to give you a range on it. So I would ask Hoyer.
Hoyer's like both.
I'm not still. He's sure he understands why people made fun of him. He continues to tweet about it. Like, yeah, I gave a range. Everybody got all over me, and I was still too low. And I was like, no. It wasn't how
high you were.
You
can't have four predictions.
Right. You picked a range, and in picking a range, you were wrong because they're going to win 13 games.
Win total should be somewhere between 8 and 11 games.
The guy that should take a victory lap
be 15.
Is Taylor Kiles, because he was the one that I forget exactly what he said, but we all mocked him when he said like 13 wins or something.
Well, no, that got twisted around. He said they have 13 winnable games. I don't know if he actually said 13 and 4. Well, we can ask him next time he's on. But
yeah,
I feel like,
him. Yeah. And if he's smart, he'll say, no, I said wins.
He should. He
you
should
can't
be like,
find
I definitely
it.
Walked in
that.
For 13.
Yeah. Yeah, go dig that up on your own time. Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, we got Dan Ball stepping up to the big chair today for Fitzy, who is off. So we'll be talking a little Patriots, the front end of a dynasty. Okay, so they make fun of us locally for being like homers and cheerleaders, and the most negative guy in the business, Florio, is writing front end of a dynasty before they even make the playoffs.
Well, he put a question mark at the end of it. It was a question.
You know how that works? It covers your bases?
Yeah, I think so.
Did he add ish, too? Like, that's another way to cover your back.
He's like, people are already talking about Super Bowl for this year. Let me get out in front of it. Let me be like, is this
smart?
The next dynasty?
That's smart.
Oh, for God's sake.
And I'm with Terp. I took a Saquon anytime touchdown, and I knew I was doomed when
Terp
the pulling left tackle fell down and kind of tackled him with his ass when Saquon was trying to follow him into the hole. I was like, yep, this one's not going to pan out. And
I felt good about it until Jalen Hurts rather fumbled on that opening drive. And they were just eating up so much time.
It was like 0-0 for the longest time.
I was like, a whole quarter's gone, and it's 0-0. I started feeling bad right then and there.
Sunday night sucked. Monday night sucked.
Thursday
we have a
night?
Trend.
Thursday
is Thursday night going to suck? We'll
Thursday
see.
Night.
Stay
one
tuned.
Team, one team scored
dun,
on Thursday.
Dun, dun.
Oh,
yeah.
All right, stay tuned. You got WEEI afternoon. Jack Hart. You got Ted. You got Ball. Here on WEEI Afternoons. We are back tomorrow at 10 on a Would You Rather Wednesday. We also have Pure Hoops with Terp. We have the hashtag Dork Minute.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to talk to Bradford tomorrow.
Yes.
From GM the meetings. GM meetings in Vegas.
Good stuff.
He'll be on a 48-hour heater in Vegas. We'll talk to him tomorrow. It all starts at 10 here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.